But yeah, so like I said, it's recording, so we can just kind of start wherever you want to. I mean, you can't say like who you are and like kind of what you do, and then we can go in and talk about the sex trafficking. I don't know if there was a way you wanted to, like, if you wanted to intro into it or.
I'll intro. I mean, there's still a lot of people who don't know who I am.
But that's good. But like, hey, Natalie. So hey, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. Just kind of slow here at the reawakening tour first day. So
I'm just like,
let's see what we can do so far, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So now, like, what do you do? I know we were just talking about it for my audience. Mm-hmm. So like, what do you do? Where are you at? And kind of like all that.
Yeah, so I'm Natalie Denise. I have a news and culture commentary channel, both on YouTube and Rumble. You know, I always back it up on Rumble just in case that, you know, you just never know.
Smart.
And then I also have a podcast, but then I'm also a counter trafficking advocate. And so, you know, a lot of people follow me for a multitude of reasons. Sometimes it's for my pop culture references or my news.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then sometimes it is also, you know, for that factor that I'm very, you know, go hard against trafficking and, you know, the policies and all that. So
I need that. Yeah.
Yeah. In a nutshell, that's what I do. But yeah, you know, as far as trafficking and all that, you know, I've been in the counter trafficking industry for the past decade almost.
Wow.
So, you know, after seeing it firsthand on the streets, seeing a girl get trafficked in front of my eyes, being at the border, and this past summer, you know, seeing all the children get trafficked in here with my own eyes, you know, you just know it's a very serious, you know, it's a very serious topic, and it kind of gets swept under the rug from time to time. So, I just keep
I'd say even more
it.
Than time to time. I'm like, it just gets swept under like so much.
Yeah.
Because people just want to make it out like it's not a big deal. It's not an epidemic.
Fine.
But it is when, I mean, children, like, I forget what the statistics are, but in like how many neighborhoods across, like either in your neighborhood or like in the one next to you, like there are children being trafficked, like just with the statistics of it.
For sure.
And like how. And it's just because I remember one of the documentaries we watched was that was talking about it was Contraland and stuff and just how pervasive it is. And I'm like, you can see a normal looking house and what a quote unquote normal looking family and they're trafficking children out of it.
For sure. And, you know, we were actually talking about this like right before we started recording. But, you know, there are the more nefarious forms of trafficking, harvest.
The satanic underbelly of it.
And it's you know, a lot of people would look at that, like, at face value and say, you know, oh, well, that's, you know, very conspiratorial.
QAnon conspiracy theory.
Right,
that's nuts. Yeah.
But when they actually look, you know, what I do, you know, with the Daily Traffic, which is the platform that I own, you know, reporting, you know, trafficking headlines, you see a lot of these headlines with organ harvesting and, you know, even snuff videos. But the thing about that industry and the reason why you're not going to see a lot about it at face value is because it is a black market. So when it's a black market, they're going to go underground. They're going to, you know, do all these things underhandedly. So you're not going to see the headlines as much because they've got to keep it quiet. They've got to keep it under wraps. So that's why you don't see a lot of that, you know, coming up in headlines. Now, you will from time to time see these things come up. Like, you know, for instance, in Afghanistan, unfortunately, you know, with the very messy pullout that Biden, you know, kind of administered. Parents are either one or two things. They're either selling their children for sex trafficking, you know, and it can go, I mean, who knows what other dark things that are happening. They can even do snuff videos. They can do dark web types of streams.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh. I'll edit that out.
Yeah, it's okay. But you know, on top of everything, you know, they are also stealing kids for, you know, there was one case where a little girl was actually brutalized and killed, and they suspected that she was used for snuff because of the type of injuries they found on her when they found her body. So these things are actually going on,
happening.
You know, we're just not talking about it, which is why I'm very relentless when I talk about it.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like the elephant in the room that, like, nobody will talk about. Right. And because, I mean, it is a serious topic and it's a hard topic, but it's a topic that needs to be addressed and a problem that needs to be addressed and fixed.
Right, right,
and
right.
calling it out. And I know we were talking about, is the eyes of the dead,
yeah.
So now you said it's a pretty serious. Yeah, yes. You got to pray up for it.
Yeah,
because is it like a documentary?
It is a documentary, okay. And it's more of an EU-based documentary. See, yeah. The thing about this is like, I'm pretty like when it comes to like brutal stuff, like and not gore. Like I don't like that, but I pretty much have like a hard stomach for it. But when it comes to this documentary. Back to this. So this documentary I can withstand a lot of like brutal stuff, not gore, but like, you know,
serious topics, really,
you know, I have a hard stomach for it. This, like I watched it and it's on YouTube and it's not even gory. It's the descriptions. This man goes undercover.
Yeah.
He, talks to a pregnant mother who is going to sell her child for trafficking. She is willingly selling her child for trafficking for several thousand dollars. And then he even meets up with a trafficker in the EU, in Europe.
Yeah.
And the trafficker goes into detail about what happens to these children when they actually sell them off to VIP people. And it's horrific what he describes. Horrific. I mean, we're
talking
about... And
it's like there's not even a word to describe.
If there was a worst word for horrific, graphic, I mean, the things he describes are just so mind-blowingly disgusting. But he also goes into detail, which I caught a little bit of how organized the underground belly of organ harvesting is actually. And so they'll brutalize children. They will salvage their parts and they'll sell it on the black market. And he talks about how the elites, and this is at least in Europe, okay? So we don't know, you know, we kind of know in America.
Well, it's like we can't necessarily definitively like say here it is,
right.
But you know that they're good friends with
actually,
all these people.
Yeah.
And,
so they're doing it, you know, it's happening. They're doing it, but they have very organized sterile rooms specifically for this. That's what I can say. And so it's Eyes of the Devil on YouTube. You can look it up and it's really hard to watch and listen to, but it's happening.
Yeah. It is. And it's good to see like people like you, because how old are you?
32.
32. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
It's okay.
And it's like young people, because like I said, I'm 22. You're 10. You're actually my sister's age because she's 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
And it's good to see, because young people standing up for the least of these, like, because these children, they don't have, they can't stand up for themselves. Their voice has been taken away. They can't stand up for themselves. Yeah. And it's like, it's up to us to stand up for them and the people who are doing this to them and brutalizing them, and to say, not on our watch, and this is not going to happen. And we're going to stop this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And the more people that know about it, if they know more, about us, especially if, you know, you're a Christian watching this, the thing about, the horrifics of the world are that our hearts need to continuously be disturbed.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing. We have to continuously be disturbed. That's why there is righteous anger. Anger is not a sin, but it has to come from the right place and motivate
you to do
something
good. Exactly. A lot of it's sin from anger. That's when it becomes.
Right.
But yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so it's okay to be angry as long as we're righteously angry to motivate ourselves to do something about it. So sometimes we have to allow ourselves to be disturbed.
Some table flipping Jesus.
Yeah. That's
it's like
what
he
we
went in there
do.
And it's like flipped down and all the money changers in the temple. And it's like, hey, we need some people like that to save these kids.
Right. Right. So in order for us to do that, we need to know what's going on and we need to know the reality. We can't sugarcoat sex trafficking. We can't sugarcoat child trafficking. We have to tell it like it is, because that's the reality and that's what's going to happen to our future generations if we don't stop it or we don't talk about it.
Exactly. Because all the children who are being kidnapped, like in the U.S., like they go missing and all that. I mean, the number is scaring, and it's like, you know, it's already in your neighborhoods and it's going to come. So it's like, that's why us, it's like people like you standing up, and it's like, you know, are calling it out and be like, not on our watch.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And my motivation or my call to action for people out there is to get involved in your communities.
Yeah.
If your community has an anti-counter trafficking agency or, not agency, I'm sorry, a ministry, join it. You never know what they need. They always need men, but men are so scared to join the industry of counter trafficking because, you know, it is mostly women that get trafficked, although there are boys and men that do get trafficked. Yeah. But, you know, they're always afraid of how to approach the situation or how to approach, you know, how to combat or how to, you know, talk to the victims.
Emotionally, when, yeah.
A really, little, there's sometimes where you don't even have to talk to them. You're still helping, you know, the community. Yeah. So I would motivate people to get in and actually like do something about it, because if we don't, you know, the problem just persists and gets worse. That's what's happening.
Yep. It's like get involved either physically or, like I said, donating your money to organizations that do that. If you can't physically like do it, it's like donate to organizations that are doing that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the more that we grow this community, and this is actually why I started Counter Trafficking Alliance. Right now, there are just so many sporadic organizations, ministries out in the United States.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're not seeing a lot of change or a lot of things that are happening is because everybody's doing things in silos. You know, this organization is doing something a certain way.
Yeah.
This organization in Montana is doing something a certain way. But yet, you know, we need to have an overarching view of how everybody's working. So,
that's my call. All working on the same side, and it's like all just joining together. And I mean, everyone has got a different way to do it, but it's like all joining together on the same side.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thanks so much, Natalie. It's been so great. Awesome. I'm sure I'll definitely want to have you on my show whenever we get back and stuff. Yes,
we'll
absolutely. All righty. Thanks again so much. Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course, pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged.